Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three of today's show, this first Monday, January 5th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We've got some dates that we want you to put down in your calendar for this year. Happy New Year from the staff at MERS News Service. The politicals and the insiders are filling out the 2026 calendar, and there's a few dates for you to remember during this midterm election year. Now, of course, I'm going to start off with two dates in July that I want you to mark your calendars for right now. Put this on your goal list, things to do, things that you want to accomplish this year, 2026. First of all, 4th of July. It's a Saturday this year, and we're going to have a big party at Liberty Mountain USA down in Clare County. So if you're listening and you have the ability to write this down or put it in your calendar, 4th of July, libertymountainusa.com is the website. When we get all the information together on this big party celebration we're going to have at the mountain, you'll be able to see it on their website, libertymountainusa.com. But it's Saturday, 4th of July, and it's going to be a big party celebrating America 250, our 250th anniversary birthday of our country. Declaration of Independence signed July 4th, 1776. Well, 250 years is a huge milestone, and we want to throw a party and have you guys be a part of it. 2 weeks later, on Saturday, July 18th, in Antrim County, Central Lake, Michigan, the 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast will take place. Gates will open at 12 noon in Central Lake and go until about 4:30. We will have a ton of candidates there. We are going to have a fun shoot. We are going to be able to sight in deer rifles on the long range. And for the young people, 12 and under, we're going to have firearm safety training. Tom Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing, he'll be there. We got Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, a few others are going to be there as well. And we are going to have a fantastic fun time Saturday, July 18th. So mark your calendar. Now, according to MERS News Service, the top two biggest dates for this year is going to be August 4th. That is the primary election date. And then after the primary on August 4th, we will know who the candidates are running for United States Senator, Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, the judges, Supreme Court, all of it. And the second most important date, of course, then will be the general election on November 3rd. Now, there's a third election day before all of them. And that's going to be on May 5th, which follows the February 3rd primary election. And then the May 5th special election to replace that one state senator that the 35th district has been without for this entire past year of 2025. Deadline to register a vote by mail or online in this special election is going to be January 19th, and January 23rd is the drop-dead deadline for write-in candidates to file for that race. So you have to register before January 19th, that's 2 weeks, folks, from today. So if you live in the 35th Senate District, you know somebody who does, make sure they're registered to vote in the next 2 weeks. And also, write-in candidates will have to file 4 days later on January 23rd. Now, going back to the regularly scheduled election, February 2nd, this is the time of year when everyone is supposed to open up their fundraising books for the calendar year of 2025. last time they'll need to show their dollars in and their dollars out until July 24th. Now, that is for this upcoming scheduled election this year. Well, February 2nd is the deadline for fundraising and expenditures of campaigns. It also is going to be the last report before July 24th, which is right before the vote on August 4th. Filing deadline for partisan candidates for the August primary is April the 21st. Independent candidates running for governor have until July 16th to file at least 12,000 valid signatures, dropped from 30,000 due to the Graveline versus Benson decision. Republican endorsement convention scheduled March 28th. The Democrats endorsement convention a couple weeks later is April the 19th. That is a Sunday. Well, the night before April 18th is the Democrats' annual Legacy Dinner fundraiser. Republicans have not yet announced their nominating convention date yet, but the Democrats officially will nominate their endorsed candidates on August the 29th. Now, it's kind of interesting because of how these dates are shaping up, how the calendars are actually laying out. Well, the 2026, this year, Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce Mackinac Policy Conference, which has declared the conference this year's theme to be a quest for common ground, is set to kick off May 26th and will run through May 29th on Mackinac Island. State House has taken that week off of their schedule. The House also has days off at the beginning of May and a full schedule then for the month of June. Whitmer's team doesn't have a date to share just yet for the upcoming State of the State address. However, nearly all of them have been held usually the last week of January. Her 2025 address was late February due to a scheduling conflict with the State House. Now, we talked about the budget as they're coming back into Lansing. Well, the budget process is going to start officially 2 weeks from today, 9 a.m., January 19th, at the House Appropriations Committee Room, with the first consensus revenue estimating conference of 2026 being presented that day. Typically, the governor releases her budget proposal the first week in February. The Senate calendar for the 2026 session days is not on its website as of today just yet. However, the House has already put their spring break, which is going to be March 23rd through April 10th, and the last day of their session is slated for July 2nd. That, of course, is the Thursday before 4th of July, and the main reason they're doing that is because they plan to have the budget done and submitted to the Senate for their passage, then sending it on to the governor for signature. They're going to take off the summer and be out campaigning leading into that August 4th primary. So again, the election dates that you want to write down: August 4th is the primary, November 3rd is going to be the general election. We need to get out the vote on the Republican side. And the very simple message I'm using is Donald Trump is going to be on the ballot. Even though technically not running for president ever again, however, his policies, the economy, the price of gasoline, the price of food, the price of everything will be on the ballot this year. What is it we can do? What is it that we can do to get people excited about getting out and voting in the August 4th primary as well as the general election? That November 3rd election date, folks, is huge. And oh, by the way, deer hunters, you can absolutely vote early by absentee ballot before November 15th deer season. There's no excuse not to vote this year. And speaking of somebody who's asking for the vote, Genesee County Democrat candidate for governor, Sheriff Chris Swanson, is the Genesee County Sheriff. Well, he hit the stage running here this weekend on social media, playing an increasingly central role in the gubernatorial race. He's leaning very heavily into Facebook and other social media platforms as his campaign seeks to expand its reach. Swanson released campaign content across the Twitter X account, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. His most recent Facebook video, posted at 1:15 p.m. on New Year's Day, January 1st, had more than 11,000 views, 60 shares, 321 reactions, and 159 comments as of 5 p.m. on Friday. According to Facebook analytics shared by the campaign, Swanson's page reached 1.8 million accounts over the past 28 days. That's up from 1.2 million for the previous period. From November 28 to December 26, his page generated 3.6 million views, which was a 107% increase over the year prior. So leaning into social media is Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, Democrat candidate running for governor. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Officer Rick, he is working with the assessor today. He's off duty. Text me and he said, don't forget, Randy, tickets are already selling for the pig roast fun shoot. Yes, Officer Rick and his wife have bought the first two tickets of the event already this year. All you have to do is go to our website, acconservatives.org, acconservatives.org. Go there, read the story about this year's event, and then click on the yellow donate button. It works just fine. Just click on it and put in the ticket price. Adults are $40. Teenagers are $20. And 12 and under are free. So figure out how much donation you need to make for your tickets. When you're filling out the information with our PayPal account, not yours, but ours, put a message to the seller in the box and give us the names of the people that will be attending the event with you so that when we do the spreadsheet, we can create your account, paid for the dollar amount, and then have the names of the individuals. You cannot buy tickets at the door. We will stop the ticket sales basically about a week before the event. The Saturday between the 4th of July party at Liberty Mountain, Saturday, July the 11th, will be the last day for ticket sales. You do it online. And when you make your donation, you'll get an email reply from our PayPal account. Again, not your PayPal. You don't need a PayPal account. You click on yellow donate button. You put your information in there, your debit credit card information. The email will come to you. That is your ticket. All you have to do is open up the email, which shows you made the donation like Officer Rick did. He donated $80 for his two tickets. He got an email. Well, then just print out that email or take a picture of it on your phone. When the gates open at 12 noon, you can show them your email receipt. They'll check your name off the spreadsheet and let you into the event. We'll have very close security this year because we will have a lot of important candidates attending the event. And I've promised every single one of them that we will have security there. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to volunteer to be part of our security team or you want to volunteer to work in the kitchen, you still donate $1 and then in the note put, I'd like to volunteer to serve as security, cleanup, or kitchen. Or if you want to serve on the gun range, you want to be a range safety officer, you have some training about firearms, you can do that as well. We are going to need a handful of volunteers on the gun range, as well as the kitchen, cleanup, and security. But you still have to go and register basically by going to the website again, acconservatives.org. That's all one word, lowercase, no dots, no underlines. AC for Antrim County, acconservatives.org. Just click on the yellow donate button in the top right corner and then register and pay your fee. If you're coming just to enjoy the day, the meal, the activities, then go ahead. It's $40 adults, $20 for teenagers, and 12 and under are free. And the kids have to be registered as well. Now, one thing we're going to do this year is range safety firearm training with the kids. Once they go through the training, once they shoot a couple of times on the range, their names will go into a drawing. And John Palmer, our pig farmer over in Onaway, Palmer Farms, has already purchased a long barrel 22 rifle that will be given to one of the young folks there participating in the firearm safety. We'll put the names in a hat, and then we'll have probably John Palmer himself pull the name, and that's who he'll give the gun to. We've got a great, great lineup of folks that we are inviting, all the governor candidates, as well as the U.S. senators, and even the folks running for attorney general and secretary of state. The ones that get nominated in March, they'll be there to support our team and to be able to tell you their vision as to why you need to vote for them in November. So we're excited. Lots of things happening. If you'd like a link to it, text me, Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. Either one, I've got the phone set up to send you the link to acconservatives.org, Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. You text me that, 231-360-5140, and I'll send you to it. Nick Wallace said he just got his tickets for the Fun Shoot. He can't wait. He's going to donate a rifle as well. That will be coming from J2 Construction there in Harbor Springs, Petoskey. So thank you for that, Nick. Greatly appreciate it. We are going to have an absolute blast. This is going to be a fun event. Can't wait to see the candidates. We can't wait to teach the kids. And again, this year, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to smoke the pork for us. We got all the fixings and even including Trucker Randy's world famous carrot cake. And, of course, a chocolate birthday cake for Officer Rick. He says carrot cake isn't a cake. Well, that's it for today's show, folks. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on